Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Jobber Circle. Tonight, we are going to be rating WrestleMania 39 Night 1. Super excited for this. If you are new to the show, or even if you're joining, we just like to remind everyone of our rating system. So, of course, we have matches get a 1. That's a potato. Rarely potatoes are given out on these episodes. You never know, though, but on these types of episodes, yeah, rarely potatoes. But 1 potato, 2 is gets a pop. The match gets a pop. 3 is a this is awesome. 4 is a
elite
match. Yes, and yes. Then 5 is a brass ring.
Yes. Yeah, nice. Honestly, WrestleMania Night 1 went pretty fast and pretty good.
It did.
Honestly, good matches overall. So let's get right into it. Yeah, so Austin Theory versus John Cena opening the night for the United States title. Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. The John Cena Make-A-Wish entrance. You know, you expect special entrances. At WrestleMania, of course, there's always a handful of people that don't, you know, do the special entrance. But I always like that. I've always looked forward to that when it comes to WrestleMania. You know, like we've already said, everyone said like Super Bowl, you know, the special thing about it is the commercials. At WrestleMania, I feel like the special thing about it is the like epic entrances.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, John Cena is one person that's known for his epic entrances at WrestleMania. And yeah, he had that special Make-A-Wish entrance with the Make-A-Wish kids. I thought that was pretty cool.
It was really cool. Yeah, to have all the kids, their one wish is to go to a WrestleMania. So I thought it was really cool for them to be a part of all that.
The match itself, I mean, it was a John Cena match. It was an opening WrestleMania match. I mean, it was a solid match. But yeah, I didn't really see... I saw Austin Theory winning, but not really like this.
It was very like, typical.
Right? I feel like it was a very typical match. Like, the ref gets knocked out.
Right.
Cena goes to make Austin Theory tap out, and then Austin Theory does tap out, and the ref is out. And then as soon as the ref is up, you know, he's able to, you know, turn it around, do the 8-town down, and retain.
Mm-hmm. Do you think this is Cena's last WrestleMania?
I hope not, because that's what I mean. The build for that seemed rushed. You know, everything just seemed like it was great, but it was just there.
Exactly. Yeah. You know? That's like a really good way to put it. Yeah, for sure. I mean, hopefully it's not the last we've seen of him. The last we've seen of Cena.
Right. The last we've seen of Cena. I think, you know, he literally was just filming movies right before WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So I think this year his schedule was just booked up, but he wanted to, wanted to wrestle or wanted to be a part of WrestleMania. I don't know. I feel like... If this is his last WrestleMania,
like why?
It seemed like a rushed way to do it.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
I mean?
Yeah, I feel like he didn't get to come back and like build it up enough.
Right.
So maybe hopefully by I hate to jump literally 365 days, but hopefully next year,
maybe.
You know, there's more time for him to, or this upcoming year for more time for him to build something up, you know, and get to it there because that would be really cool.
Yeah, because they didn't even do a special like you know. Ovation or anything at the end, like if this is John Cena's last WrestleMania, like it's very, very anticlimactic.
Yeah, and you gotta make it a big deal. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, it's John Cena.
I give it a pop.
You're gonna give it a 2.
I get a 2. One is really our only negative rating. Getting a potato. We don't do 0.5736875309 here, so it gets a solid number, and this gets a 2. Gets a pop.
I'm going to say 2 as well.
Yeah.
Very good rating.
Mm-hmm. Then we had the Fatal 4-Way Showcase Tag Team Match. I guess that was a good name for it, a showcase match. Because, you know, basically all the best, I guess, teams, yeah.
The best tags, yeah.
Yeah, because Braun and Ricochet thrown together. But like I said, I've really been liking them as a team together. You got the Street Profits, you got Alpha Academy, you got Viking Raiders. Yeah.
One thing I really noticed was that all 8 guys like really worked really well together. They had a lot of spots where they were all included. I wouldn't even begin to even know the name of it, but there was this one where they're all literally piled up on each other. Like it looks like they're doing like building like a pyramid thing. And then it's just like they all fall together. Like they all just, you know, work well right back to back with each other.
Yeah. The Chad Gable rolling German suplex spot to Braun.
That was insane. It literally stuff like that really shows you like how athletic these guys really are because, you know, Braun Strowman being what 400 something pounds, like just because he's so tall.
Yeah, Chad Gable's a beast. That was freaking awesome.
For a little guy.
Yeah, and then Ricochet, too. You know, he works so well with Braun, you know, jumping over him and jumping on him and stuff. And then You know, didn't he pull off like a shooting star press?
He did. Like that's how he attempted to win it. But
yeah, and then that's how it ended, right?
Right, it did. Yeah, so he goes for the shooting star press. Angelo brings the knees up, basically, you know, knocking the wind out of him. Montez Ford hits the frog splash. Angelo gets the pin, and Street Profits win.
Well, yeah. What did we say on the Austin Theory prediction episode? Austin Theory and John Cena. Let's go back to that real quick.
Oh, okay.
I said, well, we kind of went back and forth.
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah, we weren't too sure.
But we both were right on the tag match. We said the Street Profits were going to win.
Yep, we were. Yeah, we were spot on there.
Yeah, yeah. Deserved spot. I think all of them wanted to really, really showcase, you know, no pun intended, to not seem like just kind of a throwing together, get them on the card match. They really, you know, went all out.
Right.
Definitely better than, you know, the opening match, I hate to say, or, you know, maybe I like to say it. So that's why this gets a three. This is awesome.
I'm going to give it a three also.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we had Seth Rollins versus Logan Paul.
Yeah. Actually, one of the most talked abouts, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
I would
most
say.
Talked about matches. So Logan Paul, you know, we teased and leaked this, you know, that he was going to do this zip line, flying to the ring type entrance. I'm not going to lie. Kind of jobber.
I was expecting it to be more extravagant than that.
I literally showed you when Shawn Michaels did it, and I was like, yeah, and I was, what was it, like WrestleMania 12 or something? Yeah. And I was like, yeah, this is what Logan Paul's going to do. And then he was just like, hey, he was just kicking his feet. Yeah, he looked like he was just like a kid at the park or something. Like, you know, like he looked like he was parasailing. He was just like kicking his feet. He's like, this is awesome.
I mean, yeah, I think honestly.
I can see my house from here.
I think, honestly, just considering, like, how dangerous it is, I think maybe that's what they were afraid of. They were like, we don't want to bring him up too high, but still pretty high.
They're like, yeah, oh, let's bring him up, like, 20 feet and then move him, like, 10 feet over and then drop him.
Yeah, I definitely thought it was going to be crazier than that, especially after you showed me the Shawn Michaels thing. I was like, oh, that's going to be
Michaels
so badass.
Ziplined across the stadium.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, guys, I'm on a zipline. And then they just drop him right there.
Literally, before we know it, we blinked and he was back. He was on the ground. I was like, oh, that was pretty quick.
Yeah. Nonetheless, we're talking about it, so that's great.
Exactly.
He was joined by his mascot.
His
prime bottle mascot, which was later revealed to be KSI, but we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Rollins with his great orchestrated entrance.
Yes,
that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. That you had this I'll say conductor.
Right? It literally was.
I don't know what you call that guy, but
like a train conductor.
No, that guy, you know, that does the yeah. But no, to hear the roaring whoa ohs over the over the audience was pretty good. It was pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It definitely was. What else you got to say about this match? I mean, it was honestly, like, Logan Paul, you can tell his inexperience. You know, he is athletic and, you know, he is really good in the world of wrestling. But you can kind of see how he was kind of slow in some spots.
Right.
Like, he kind of had to stop and think about certain spots. So, you know, that would just come with experience.
Right.
That was just a little being picky there, but. Mm-hmm. Overall, I think the match was good, though. You know, you can see Seth kind of like testing him at points and kind of helping him guiding him through the match. Seth definitely carried the majority of the match, which just goes to show how good Seth is and how much of a pro he is. But yeah, overall, I mean, Logan Paul did his typical table spot. That was pretty cool, right?
Yeah, that was pretty cool. You think Seth's getting ready. Seth's laying down at this point. Getting ready to take this splash off the ring edge. When he pulls KSI to basically take his place.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, basically KSI takes that splash without Logan Paul even noticing. Logan Paul's over here spitting his prime.
You're right.
Not even realizing, so jumps and lands directly on KSI. So, yeah, that was pretty crazy. And then you still see literally 10 minutes later, KSI still just laying there.
Yes. Yeah, literally just took a
You're
nap.
You're like, he's taking a nap, yeah.
Yeah, and then, of course, Seth, you know, capitalizes and gives him the old stomp and wins it.
Mm-hmm.
Who did we say was going to win it? We said Seth was going to win it, yeah, because we said he definitely needs a win.
Right.
Especially at the Mania.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, And then so many more eyes are going to be on Seth Rollins now, you know, with this match with Logan Paul. So many Logan mm-hmm. Paul fans, even KSI fans, are going to be checking this out, checking all the clips out, talking about it. And that's just going to bring more eyeballs to Seth Rollins and make Seth Rollins more of a household name. So that's freaking awesome because, yeah, Seth Rollins has to be, you know, one of my favorite wrestlers in WWE right now.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't say overall. Just yet. Yeah. But no, but definitely top overall. But
I'm gonna give this match a 3.
I don't know. I'm debating. Oh yeah. Give it a 4, but yeah, you're right. I'll give it a 3.
A 3.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah, nice. Now, this match, this next match, I was really looking forward to. So we had Becky Lynch, Lita, Trish Stratus versus Damage Control. Super badass entrance for Becky, Lita, and Trish. You had that Sin City vibe.
Right.
Which is really cool, which I didn't really know. You had to point that out.
Oh, no, yeah. That was pretty cool. Like, the black and white and mm-hmm.
the rain effects.
It was like, yeah, the black and white with the comic effect, too, and, like, mm-hmm. the rain. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is note did you put here when Trish comes on the screen? Don't ask me the color of anything. What the
hell do you... Yeah, so it's like a saying, like, basically, like, it's like a saying on social media, like when like a girl comes out or like when a girl's on a video and she has giant tits.
Oh, yeah.
When she has giant tits, it's like don't like the saying is like don't ask me the color of anything. Obviously, like you're just focused on one thing, you know. So it's just a funny saying. So that's basically was the first thing that came to mind because oh my god, Trish.
Yeah,
like, when they take over the screen.
When they showed her on the screen, you were like Jesus.
Because it's the first thing you notice. Like it's so crazy, but. I thought it was also really cool. You mentioned the suspenders that she was wearing.
Oh, yeah.
And it actually turns out that it was actually inspired by the gear that she wore 18 years ago at WrestleMania 21, the last time WrestleMania went Hollywood.
Oh, wow.
So it was a more modern version, Michael Cole says. So nice. I thought that was really cool.
Dang, okay. And then Lita, yeah, you said she never got tired or really struggled. Yeah, see, she seemed like she definitely shook the ring rust off.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Definitely. She's
that was awesome.
I
that was
bet
really
she's
awesome.
Been training a lot with Becky.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
yeah.
they both just worked like so well together, like back and forth. I mean,
she
I feel
it back
like,
up just
yeah.
like that. Yeah.
I feel like if somebody actually went back, rewatched the match and time, the amount of time that Lita was in the ring, it was probably a lot longer than even Trish and Becky. Like,
yeah,
yeah
wow.
Lita could just like still move around and it's like, man, it's like she never left.
Yeah, she definitely capitalized on that, on that moment. So mm-hmm. that's awesome. And that's really awesome. That Trish and Lita, you know, getting to have that moment. And like I said, I was like, man, they got a good amount of time, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty cool, too, because definitely well-deserved for everyone, especially Lita and Trish. Anything else you got to say about the match?
There was one other thing that I didn't write down here in the notes that I just am starting to think about. And it's the fact that, like, because we didn't even mention Damage Control very much. And it's because, like, what's next for Damage Control? Like, I feel kind of, like, bad because, like, Bayley, like, since her return, hasn't really got, like, that big, like, big main spot. You know what I mean? Like, before she started her feud with Becky, it was, like, with Bianca Belair. Remember, they were doing match after match, and, like, she continuously, like, lost to Bianca, and then now is doing the same thing right now still to this night, just continues to lose. Like, is it Dakota and Io Sky holding her back? You know, maybe she should move to singles. I don't really know, but
that's interesting. What is next for them?
Yeah, I don't know. That's all I have to say on that, though.
Well, Bayley's definitely due for a title match soon, so I think somehow after Mania they can fish her into you know, squeeze her into some kind of even whoever wins with Asuka or Bianca Belair.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, they're on Raw or SmackDown?
Damage Control's on Raw.
Yeah, okay. So whoever wins Raw Women's.
Yeah.
I think that can come around somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Do that.
For sure.
Yeah.
Overall, what would you rate the match?
I give it a 3.
Oh, man. I think I'm going to give it a 4.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll give it a 4.
Okay.
I think it was good.
Yeah.
I think it deserves a 4 because it definitely was.
It was legendary, no pun intended.
No, I think it's good. Definitely deserves a 4 because it... You know, you always look for that nostalgic match or that nostalgic moment, you know, with that iconic, you know, Hall of Famer, legend, whatever you want to call it, at WrestleMania. And that definitely was the moment of the night. Because, you know, like we talked about before, like a lot of people don't watch wrestling all year. And then they start watching wrestling, you know, getting into it again and watching WrestleMania. Because it just, you know, reminds them of their childhood, or they're just casual watchers and they just like to get into it around that time, much like how people don't watch football all year sometimes and they get into football around Super Bowl season, or, you know, you can say that for any sport.
Right.
But regardless, that was the moment. That was like the nostalgic slash badass moment of the night. So, yeah, definitely deserves a four. After that, we had Dominic Mysterio versus Rey Mysterio.
Yes.
What'd you think going into this?
I really enjoyed, like, normally I don't like to watch, I mean, I wouldn't say I don't like to, it's just stuff I've already seen, but when they show, like, the little promos, like, what's leading up to the match, I really enjoyed this one, because it literally went as far back as to, like, Clash the Castle when he first betrayed him, and it was just really crazy to, like, see that, because, like, I hadn't even, like, thought about that. Like, he's been with Judgment Day for so long, and, like, his whole look and gimmick has changed since then, so it's, like, I completely forgot that he was Rey's loving son, you know, like, they were tag team champs together and everything, so it's just, like, I don't know. It just blew my mind. I was like, wait, I can't believe that was him. Like,
yeah, exactly.
He just does so well in his new character, I think, too.
Because even like how we talk about epic entrances, when he had that kind of entrance of him like being in jail and coming from, you know, being able to like get released because he had the match. So the officers escorted him. Like, you can call that cheesy all you want, but I kind of was like, this is kind of like, he's kind of, you can see it in his like face and his, you know, I don't know, his look.
Right.
Kind of like he's coming into his own.
Exactly.
Where it's like, you're right. You forget that he was just like, he just started not too long ago. And you were like, oh, wow, Dominic's.
I remember when he was a little kid.
Yes. Now he seems like he's coming into his own. Maybe even like he's, you know, like Jim Ross has the old saying, like he's filling out his body.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. I could definitely see that. And then, like you said, he, you know, gets escorted by these officers when, like, in the beginning he's wearing a mask. And it's, like, so crazy how much, literally, you would think that was Rey they were escorting, because he looks just like
him. Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He really did. Of course, you had Rey have that awesome entrance of Snoop Dogg bringing him out in the lowrider.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, started with Snoop Dogg's song and then it went to Eddie's song. Which was freaking
awesome.
Cool.
That pop was so crazy.
Yes, so awesome to hear again and to hear it live again. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. And then, of course, transferred to Rey's song. And yeah, badass entrance. Rey always has great entrances too at Mania. Or in definitely great looks. Like, yeah, I feel like that mask was like great Muda inspired, right?
It was. It kind of reminded me of that too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And then I thought it was really cool because like the announcers have yet to say it. This was the first time since last night that they actually introduced him as WWE Hall of Famer Rey Mysterio. So that was really cool to hear too.
Mm-hmm. That was awesome.
Yeah, go ahead. I was gonna say, I think my favorite part of this match was when Rey takes off his belt and like classic like son punishing like your son or father punishing your son. He takes off his belt and starts hitting him with the belt on his butt.
That was awesome. That was definitely a highlight of the match.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, Dom or the, you know, the family was there. So Dom had his altercations with the sister, throwing the drink on the sister, and then she wanted to get involved in the match.
Mm-hmm.
His mom slapped him because he was going to tell her to shut up again.
He did. So she was like,
yeah.
So funny. It's so cool that they include them.
Yeah, it seemed like it was more like Dominic Mysterio majority of the match, you know, attacking Rey, but of course you had right when Rey is turning it around and Rey's winning, you have Judgment Day come out, and then of course Legado del Fantasma comes out and you know, they get their little moments of the night. Oh yeah, and then that's when Dominic Mysterio was gonna use the chain on Rey, and then even Bad Bunny had a little spot because he was in the Spanish announce table.
Yes, he was. He joined commentary.
Yeah, and then he took the chain away from Dominic. And
So after he snatches the chain, that's when Rey gets to hit the 619 frog splash and wins it all. Now, we went back and forth on this one, right? In the prediction episode, you thought that Rey was going to put, or how did you say? Yeah, you thought Rey was going to put his son over.
Yeah.
So Dominic was going to win. And I think if I remember correctly, I said I thought Rey was going to win.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You had that one right. I was wrong. If this was for the Jobber Circle title, which we are going to do one day, you know, put up the Jobber Circle title for our predictions, you would definitely win.
Yes.
Because you were right about that. And I'm pretty sure you were right about, no, but I'm pretty sure I was right about the U.S. title because I said Austin Theory, you said John Cena.
You were.
So we're even right now.
Yes.
You think this is it for Rey? I was kind of hoping a spot. Rey wins, of course. I was hoping for a spot where Dominic, you know, kind of like they made up. Maybe on Raw tomorrow. Who knows?
Maybe. We'll maybe see. You never know. Yes, you're right. And not tomorrow's Monday. We still have a whole nother night tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow's Sunday. Jesus.
It, like, kept slipping my mind. I kept, yeah, like, oh, wow, my God. We still have, like,
another night of WrestleMania. That's so awesome.
It is so awesome.
Like, as a kid, oh, God. You know how freaking awesome this would have been?
Right?
10-year-old Vinny yes. would love night one into a WrestleMania. I didn't have that when I was, you know, yeah. a teenager, little kid. So if you're watching this or listening to this and you're of those ages, consider yourself lucky.
So I'm just assuming.
Feels so old now.
I'm just assuming that the WrestleMania cards were not as big as they were before.
But that's what I mean. They were big. They were long cards. That's what I mean. It was just a long night. WrestleMania would be like 7 hours.
I was going to say, yeah. If they didn't split it up into two nights, it'd be like 7-8 hours.
Yeah, but I think I like to split it up because it's like you get just the right amount of mm-hmm. like, and then right when you feel like.
When you want more, and then it's like, oh, well, it's coming.
Yeah, exactly. Like you feel like you get tired and you're like, oh, like, okay, what? And you're like, oh, there's only two more matches. I was like, what? And then it kind of gets you, pumped up again. And you're like, oh, wow. And then you got a whole nother night.
Yeah, there's six more tomorrow.
Yeah.
Nice.
So yeah, definitely great format that they did, and I'm sure they're making a shit ton of money doing it too. Mm-hmm. They're probably doubling their money now every year. Like, can you imagine? Like, of course it's so easy to sell WrestleMania for two nights. Why wouldn't they have done it sooner? But yeah. Anyway,
what would you rate it?
A 4.
I'm gonna give it a 4 too.
Yeah, I'll give it a leap.
Yes.
Pretty leap.
Yes.
And then SmackDown Women's Championship, Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley. You want to start off?
I wonder why they moved this from. I mean,
yeah, that was the big deal.
I wonder.
Right?
We talked about this earlier in the day when we had seen that there was something that was floating around that they might have made some changes and that it wasn't going to be the main event anymore. Which I wonder how Charlotte felt about that. To be honest with you, she's just so used to main eventing. So yeah, moved from the main event. I'd say one of the most awkward moments in this match was in the beginning when Charlotte Flair probably obviously knew at this point that she was no longer going to have the belt and didn't want to hand it over to the ref.
Oh, yeah. It was that's
very awkward.
Yeah. Yes, because I don't know if anyone else caught that, but literally Charlotte's holding up the title. And the ref is like, I think her name is Jessica Carr. Yeah, yeah, she's like, give me the belt. She's like, give it to me. Give it to me. And Charlotte's holding up and she's just like.
Eventually has to grab it.
Grab it from her.
Yes.
I can't remember if Charlotte gave her a look or not. I would have.
Yeah, she probably was like, bitch, give me a second.
There was another point in the match where she said something to Charlotte and Charlotte looked at her like so annoyed.
Yeah. Yeah. But overall, this match was just like. Like, so back and forth, yeah, like, so perfectly. It was really such a good match.
Like literally, what I said right after, I was like, I'm surprised they moved it, too, from the main event. Mm-hmm. But they definitely still went out and gave a main event-type match.
Exactly.
Because, Sammy, the rest of the matches we have here were awesome, too. But this has to be the match of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley was the match of the night.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
I definitely say so.
Yeah.
There was that one part where Charlotte had her face plant incident and they kept replaying it and it was just so gnarly to see. Literally, she flips and literally lands nose first.
Yes.
I guess I'm just wondering at this point is if her nose is broken because of the way it just bled and bruised immediately. Yeah. It was actually pretty, but I mean, obviously she kept going. Well, it's just a nose injury.
Yeah.
But.
And the way, like, she took that move twice. She took that, like, German suplex / like face plant.
Right.
From the top rope. And then she took it from standing. And that's, both times I said, I wonder if she was trying to land on her feet, but definitely the second time, I wonder if she was trying to land on her feet because she definitely, oh my gosh, that looks so gnarly.
Yeah, it looked pretty painful.
And still powered through it and still pulled out like another backflip to the outside. And,
yeah.
You know, Charlotte's always delivers, especially at WrestleMania. And then Rhea Ripley basically capitalizing and grabbing the brass ring. She definitely grabbed the brass ring. Rhea mm-hmm. Ripley claimed her spot and is on top now. I know she's main event in another WrestleMania, but that wasn't the moment.
Right.
This was the moment. So that's why this gets a brass ring.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna definitely say so myself, especially considering the outcome.
Oh yeah.
You know, Rhea's your new SmackDown champ.
Yep,
and I couldn't be happier.
Yep. That was awesome. Miz versus, well, yeah, how did this play out?
Okay, so this plays out with Miz and Snoop Dogg. come out to basically announce the attendance.
Oh yeah, definitely inflated attendance. They said earlier it was like 75, and then they're like, oh, 80,000. Okay.
Minutes later, it was 80,497.
Yeah, bullshit.
I think they were counting all the wrestlers and production team.
Right. Yeah.
They're like, everyone in the building gets a count.
Right. Literally.
But yeah, so they come out to announce the attendance. Snoop Dogg mentions that Miz didn't have a match. Miz comes to say that he actually issued an open challenge, but that nobody responded. Pat McAfee's music hits, and we were talking about him prior to the show because we had heard that he wasn't going to show up.
Or be on the commentary.
Or be on commentary, especially, yeah. So Pat McAfee comes out, basically accepts his challenge, the match is made official. It was really a quick match because I think it was just very like sudden.
Yeah, it meant to be like the popcorn spot.
Right. It was, you know, was very sudden.
It, yeah.
And then you had George Kittle from the 49ers, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think it's the 49ers. Yeah. Sitting front row.
Yeah, he got his spot.
Right.
Yeah, that was awesome. He was just on Theo Von talking about how big of a wrestling fan he is.
That's very true. That was him. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
And then considering Pat McAfee in the sports and football world, you know, they're probably just really good friends. So
yeah.
George Kittle comes out. Miz is like messing with him. Gets to jump the barrier and hits a clothesline on him. Basically, just next thing you know, Pat McAfee wins. So
yeah, that was definitely cool. Worlds collide moment. And then Pat McAfee gets a spot, a little impromptu match.
Yeah.
Miz technically gets a match at WrestleMania. So yeah, definitely good.
Everyone's happy.
This will get a 2. It gets pop. Mm-hmm. Definitely good, especially the surprise from Pat McAfee. Definitely got a pop. So, yeah, this gets a 2.
I'm giving it a 2 also.
Yeah, and then we had the men's tag team, Undisputed Tag Team title match, the Usos versus Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. Ooh, talk about finishing the story. Yeah. You know, starting off, well, little Uzi Vert, how did you feel about that performance?
I mean, I had already seen something that he was going to show up. And, like, I guess as the night went on, I didn't really realize, oh, he never showed up until he comes out, briefly performs one of his more popular songs right now. Immediately following is the Usos' entrance. And basically, little Uzi Vert just stands there the whole time.
It was a good spot. I mean, especially, like, if he really is a wrestling fan, I'm sure he appreciates it.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, if he's not a wrestling fan and they just got him for that performance, like...
Awkward.
Yeah, kind of.
I don't know. I wouldn't ask someone to come perform at WrestleMania if you don't know about it. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Hopefully he enjoyed it. But, yeah, it was definitely something.
Yeah.
And then Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn doing the typical just wrestler entrance. The match was way better than expected. Honestly, I mean, we knew it was going to be a great match, but holy, like, all the false finishes. I hate to bring this in, but this felt like a very AEW type match with, like, all the false finishes and just, like, crazy high spots.
Right.
And this delivered. And then making a tag match the main event of WrestleMania.
Oh,
like,
yeah. You mentioned that's never been.
I don't think that's ever happened. Before. I'm pretty sure that's never happened.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why they switched it, because you have, you know, you've had WrestleManias where the women headline and, you know, hopefully Rhea and Charlotte Flair, like, understand, like, hey, these guys really have been carrying the company with this storyline for the past year. So, like, they definitely deserve the spot. And then to make it a marquee thing with, like, the first tag team match headlining WrestleMania, like, why not?
Yeah.
You know, why not do it? So hopefully the change was good for all parties, but dang. Yeah.
Yeah. And it actually turns out that it was worth it. You know, you had the Usos as the longest reigning tag champs.
Yeah.
And Kevin and Sammy just swoop in and reset it, and so new champs were crowned. It was just really awesome to see them, like, just knowing, like, how close they are. I know in the promo, like, before the match, they showed, like, super old pictures and videos of them, because, you know, you said they wrestled together way before WWE.
I didn't even think they had the Pro Wrestling Guerrilla logo gear, like, kind of little homage
Pro
Wrestling Guerrilla. Pretty sure that's what that was, but it just said fight with the logo. So yeah, they've been all around, you know, the independents together, and I'm sure, like I said, Kevin Owens, like, you can tell in his face when he was coming out, like, this, like, was a typical childhood, not typical, but, you know, big childhood dream,
right,
that a lot of people have, and he made it come true, and he realizes it and he appreciates it. Yes. Like, you can see it in his face. Like, he was, like, on the verge of tears just coming out.
Yeah. Which is, just like, soaking it all in, hearing everyone cheer for him.
Yes. And as a wrestling fan, seeing that, as a wrestling fan that you're passionate yourself, seeing that passion, you know, for someone that's really there because they really care and always wanted to be, rather than just getting a paycheck.
Right.
That makes you resonate with them even more. Mm-hmm. Which was awesome.
Definitely. Yes. Definitely such a good match. Love the way it ended. I'm curious to see, you know, with the Usos, are they not going to be seen? You know,
maybe
are they gonna
need a vacation too.
I mean, they've been,
they lost it. This is it. Roman might lose it tomorrow and get that vacation. They're all going to take a private jet.
Oh, man.
You know?
Yeah, the Bahamas.
Yeah.
With Paul Heyman.
They definitely deserve it. Yeah. Paul Heyman will probably go with them too. Yeah, they all deserve a...
Yes.
I'm more excited. I mean, I'm excited for Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, but I'm more excited for the vacation that the Usos and Roman are about to take.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
But Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, where do you think they go from here?
I think...
You think they can carry the company?
Some people don't, but I think they can.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm curious to see too. Hopefully, you know, is this going to be... you know, prolonged for them? Are they gonna you know, maintain these champs for a good amount of time and not lose them right away? To be honest with you, other than the Usos, don't really see who else they could lose them to at this point.
Street Profits, like I said.
Will they split them up? Will they, you know what I mean?
Oh, like the titles?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I say they just combine them. They could be the team that combines them. Like,
right.
You know, why not?
Yeah.
You know, be the first team that... Yeah, and that would be a marquee thing for them, like be the team that has the redesigned belts.
Right, okay.
That'd be awesome. But yeah. I don't know. See, we've heard back and forth, even here recently, right? The Usos they did that thing where they went against, didn't they go against Street Profits for the Raw, and then they went against Imperium for the SmackDown? So
they did do that just on regular Raw and SmackDown.
Maybe they were messing around with the idea then. Maybe they still want to do it. I don't know. I say just combine them. Yeah. You know, combine them, same thing with Cody or Roman, whoever wins that match. Just combine them. We know it's going to be Cody, but if it's not Cody,
what's
the point of this whole weekend?
Literally.
But anyway, so this match in all its glory and high spots, like there's hard to point out typical like highlights of this match because this whole match was a highlight.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to rate this match a 4. What would you rate it?
I'm going to give it a 4 too.
A 4?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, overall, I think the whole night was just super cool, super badass. Definitely delivered. And I'm curious to see what tomorrow brings.
Yep. So yeah, we got a whole nother night tomorrow. So yeah, I hope you enjoy tonight, and I hope you enjoy tomorrow. We'll be out hopefully with night 2, rating night 2.
Mm-hmm.